Alaska Native people from around the state are gathering in Fairbanks. The primary attention is on the ongoing Elders and Youth Conference and the Alaska Federation of Natives Conference later this week. But there's also a smaller event happening. The Alaska Tribal Leaders Summit is the sixth in a series aimed at turning back Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act provisions that stripped Natives of tribal lands, hunting and fishing rights, and self-governance. Yupik leader Harold Napoleon gave a presentation yesterday on the history of assimilation of Alaska Natives by outside forces. ANCSA set up corporations to manage Native lands, an arrangement Napoleon said has fallen short.
As tribes, we've lost our lands. Tribes in Alaska have no lands. And that comes from the U.S. Supreme Court. It was called the Vinatai Decision. And the Vinatai Decision said clearly that these lands that our corporation are holding do not belong to the tribes. And the tribes cannot exercise their powers on these lands. So technically, our people have no lands on which to be Indians on.
Napoleon and about 50 other Alaska Native leaders from across the state are meeting through tomorrow, pushing changes that would retain Native corporations but reestablish tribal lands and governance. Virginia Comack of Ambler said the elimination of tribal jurisdiction in favor of a corporate structure was part of an orchestrated assimilation plan.
The tribal government-to-government status is the status. That's the powerhouse for Alaskan Natives and Lower 48 Indians. The transfer from governments to corporations is a self-destruction. All the funding and everything else that upgrades and supports the corporations are dividing us, and we know it.
Comack called ANCSA the latest in a long history of U.S. policies aimed at terminating the uniqueness and power of Native Americans. The Native leaders are preparing resolutions for consideration at the Alaska Federation of Native Convention that begins Thursday in Fairbanks. One resolution seeks to halt implementation of a 2005 law that instructs the federal government to consult with Alaska Native corporations on the same basis as Indian tribes. Another seeks to open up enrollment to Alaska Native corporations to all Natives born after the 1971 ANCSA cutoff. Ivan of ACIAC encouraged attendees not to be daunted by the challenge of changing federal law.
It's been said, met by elders, we cannot change what God made. I hope I have it in the right context. But we can change what man made, meaning ANCSA. That's, in my opinion, a destruction of our culture, language, livelihood, our identity, making us like we're strangers in this land.
The group has heard speeches by a number of Native elders, including Howard Luke of Fairbanks. Elders address the gathering in a mix of English and their own languages, recounting traditional ways and their erosion in recent decades. A rapid change, they say, made Natives ashamed of who they are and turned them inward with destructive practices. They say regaining tribal land and status is an essential step toward recovering and prospering again.